I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Great people will make you feel better. They'll make you feel like your energy's up, to make you feel like you can do anything that you may not even been thinking about doing. Maybe you were thinking about it but thought you couldn't do it. You will feel like you can when you're around a great individual.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com/ask. You are tuned into the best show of all shows, where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to occur. And on top of all this, you get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today's topic is, how do you identify great people? How do you know when you have great people around you? How do you know when you have become a great person? How do you know if the person you're dealing with is great, or they're just fake? If they're just faking being great, or maybe they're just a terrible person, how do you determine when you have great people around you? I get messages from people often who say things like, well, you know, I've heard, Dre, that you become the average of the five people you spend the most time with. But what do I do if I don't have the kind of people that I want to have around me? What if the people in my family aren't the kind of people who I want to become? What if my teammates on my team, or the people who I work with, or the people in my neighborhood, or the classmates in school, they're not these type of people? What am I supposed to do in those situations? Well, first of all, we're actually taking a step backwards here. First of all, we got to identify what these great type of people are. And I've actually talked about what to do when your circle of five, your circle of people aren't the type of people who you want them to be, how you can do something about that, how you can make yourself be surrounded by great people, even when you're not surrounded in the flesh, at least, by great people, how to use other material as your circle of five. And my whole podcast archive is at DreAllDay.com/podcast. There are actually several episodes where I talk about that. So I suggest you go there and look, even though you can only see the past 250 to 300 episodes in your feed, wherever you happen to be, unless you're on SoundCloud. DreAllDay.com/podcast, you get the full archive. But how do you identify people who are great? How do you identify the type of people who you do want to be around? Anyone who checks off all the boxes that I'm going to list here today, these are the kind of people you want to be around. You want to do whatever you got to do to stay in this person's orbit, or keep this person around you, because I guarantee their greatness is going to rub off on you. Number one, a great person will always make you feel that you can be great. Great people make you feel that you can step your level up to wherever theirs is. So just because a person has a high level of achievement, and this is important, just because someone has a high level of achievement does not necessarily mean they're a great person, unless they are also, and they got to check off all the boxes. I'm going to give you five things here today. They got to check off all the boxes, but this is just the first one. They should also make you feel that you can get to where they are and even surpass them. Have you ever been in a situation where you're dealing with or talking to, or maybe you just had a brief interaction with a person who has a higher level of achievement than you? It seems like they're at a higher plane than you are, but for whatever reason, however it happened, their actions, you ended up feeling like they didn't want to make you feel you could get to their level. They kind of just wanted to keep you wherever you were. They wanted to make sure that you understood that they were at a higher level than you. See, a person who is really great is going to make you feel like you can join them and be great as well. They're going to make you feel like, and I don't even like to use the phrase make you feel, because make you feel indicates that what another person says or does will determine your emotions. That's not actually true. Your response to how they conduct themselves around you, you will feel that you can be great, is the better way that I should word that. But I want to make sure that I'm saying that. So when I say make you feel, that's what I'm saying. Make you feel is just easier to say. A great person, you will feel like you can be just as great as they are. I remember when I was coming up playing basketball, there was a guy in my neighborhood named Phil. He was a really good player. He was the best player in the neighborhood, and I didn't even know he was my age. I thought he was a couple years older than me because he was just so damn good and he was so physically developed. I was like, damn, this guy got to be like 2, 3, 4 years older than me. When I found out he was the same age as me, I couldn't believe it. I said, man, I didn't know it was possible for someone to be that good at the age that I was. I think I was 14 years old when that happened. And Phil, even though he was a great player, he was on a much higher level than I was. Once Phil kind of got to know me and see me around, and we realized that we were the same age, Phil used to always try to talk down on me. He was talk junk, not even good natured, like trying to motivate me and get me to step my game up, but just talk like, oh, you're not going to be anything. You're not good. You're this tall and you're not that good. You go to this school. You're not on the school team. You never played here. You never did that. He would talk down to the players that he should have been trying to motivate to get better, because if he motivated those players to get better, maybe he would have had some company in the neighborhood amongst people his age, but maybe that's exactly what he didn't want. So who knows? I don't know. I never got a chance to ask Phil that question. Probably never would. If I had seen him, I probably wouldn't even think about it. But the point is, someone who is already great, they're telling you, listen, you can do this. How about you do this? Look, here are some ideas for how you can step it up. Here's some ways that you could take your game to another level. Look, I see what you're doing. How about you do it this way? Or look, you need to talk to this person right here. I know him, call him, mention my name. People who are already great want more people to be great so that they have more company. People who are doing things well, but they're not great people, they're trying to keep people down, because you know why? In the long run, that's where they're going to end up being. They're going to end up going backwards. They're going to end up either going backwards or they're going to stagnate, and then people are going to start passing them because they knew all along. I don't know how they knew. I can't speak from personal experience, but they knew all along that people are going to surpass them, or they weren't going to get any better, or that they were going to get worse. And that guy, Phil, that I mentioned, he got to a point where he didn't get any better. I remember when we were both seniors in high school, I was telling Phil how he fell off, and he was telling me his stats and how he had another teammate who was scoring a whole lot of points as well, and how he didn't fall off. He was trying to prove it to me, and he didn't get any better from that point. I remember when we were seniors in high school, he was still averaging way more points than I did when I was a senior in high school, but he didn't get any better from that point. So I don't know how he knew it, if he was foreshadowing, but he never talked to me as if he felt like I could get a whole lot better and be great. And it made sense in the long run. Point number two, today's topic, how to identify great people. Being around people who are great will always bring your energy up, never brings your energy down. A person who is great, who is going to check box number one, make you feel like you can be great, because today's topic is how to identify great people, they will always bring your energy up. You ever been around a person who's just an energy draining individual? I talked about that really early in this podcast. Again, dreallday.com/podcast is where you can see the full archive of this show. You ever been around a person who's just a very energy draining individual? Just being around them just sucks the life out of you. And that was episode number 10 of this podcast, energy draining people, how to identify them and get them out of your circle or get yourself out of their circle. When you're around a great person, you feel better. You're around a great person, you feel inspired. You feel motivated. You're like, damn, I'm glad I had this conversation. I'm glad I ran into this person. I'm glad I was in the same car as this person. I'm glad we were in the same room. I'm glad I got to ask them some questions, because they will bring your energy up. You will feel excited, more excited about yourself and about your own life, not just about them and what they're doing, but about you and what you're doing and what you can do just because you were in their presence. You know any people who fit that description? Whenever you're around them, you just feel better because you were around them. You feel more excited because you were around them. You feel better about your own life and your own circumstances, even though nothing about your life and circumstances changed in the time you're around this person. You just feel better because you were with them, because great people radiate positive energy. They radiate the energy of this can happen. They radiate the energy of inspiration. They radiate the energy of confidence, of self-belief, and it rubs off on other people. Whatever you're feeling about yourself, other people will start to feel about themselves if they spend enough time around you. That's just simply how it works. That's how the law of karma works. That's how the law of energy works. And the stronger any person's energy about anything, the more it will rub off on other people. The more susceptible other people will be to it, the stronger the energy is. See, if I'm confident in myself, and I'm only a little bit confident, like 10% confident out of 100, then maybe a little bit of it will rub off on the people. But if I'm 95% confident, that's going to rub off on everybody. Everybody's going to feel more confident just because I'm in the room, because of the level, the intensity of how I feel. The intensity of my energy is going to rub off on everyone else when it is a very high intensity. Great people will make you feel better. They'll make you feel like your energy's up. They'll make you feel like you can do anything that you may not even been thinking about doing. Maybe you were thinking about it but thought you couldn't do it. You will feel like you can when you're around a great individual. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Well, number 3, today's topic is how to identify great people. Great people see possibility and opportunity in the things that they look at. You show any situation, any challenge, any problem, any conundrum, any opportunity, any just plain situation. It doesn't have to be positive or negative. To a great person, you know what they're going to look at it and see? They're going to see possibility and opportunity. Now, I want you to think on this one here, but the people that you spend time around, maybe people you work with, maybe it's your boss, maybe it's some of your subordinates, maybe it's some people in your family, maybe a teammate, classmate, coworker. When they see something, you show them a circumstance, you tell them a situation, what is their initial reaction? Are they seeing fear, anxiety, and pessimism? Like, I knew that wasn't going to work out. Yeah, that makes sense that that didn't work out. I knew that person wasn't about anything. Do they automatically tell you the negative? Do they automatically express something negative? Like fear, I'm not sure this is going to work out. This is a bad idea. I'm afraid of this. This is going to fail. No way this is going to work. Are they expressing pessimism, anxiety, and fear? Or are they expressing possibility and opportunity? Here's what we can do with that. You know what? I heard about that. Here's something we can do. I was thinking about that last week. I see this as a possibility. I see this as an opportunity. You know what? You should take advantage of that because you can do this, this, and this. Great people see things in life through the lens. They wear a pair of glasses at all times. It's an invisible pair of glasses that sees possibility and opportunity in everything that they look at. Even if it's something that's not working out, they see possibility and opportunity. The opportunity is, look, I could turn this into this, or I can ditch that so I can do this. The possibility here is that we can fix it up and make it look this way. They always see possibilities and opportunities. They are not looking at things with the lens of fear, anxiety, and pessimism, just negativity. This is not going to work. I knew that would fail. We should probably quit this. No way is this going to turn out the way that we want it to turn out. See, people who are not great, that's the way they look at things. People who are great always see the possibilities and opportunities in everything they look at. Did I say that enough? Point number four. Today's topic, again, is how to identify great people. Great people, ladies and gentlemen, are creators and not mere consumers. Great people are creators, not mere consumers. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean I'm talking about you, because right now you're consuming the Work On Your Game podcast, which I created. Listen, I listen to podcasts, too. I listen to music, too. I read books. I read articles. I watch a video or two on YouTube every now and then. I consume as well, but I also create more than I consume. That's a definite fact. I create more than anybody alive, actually. People who are great create more than they consume. So I want you to think about your average levels of consumption on a daily or weekly or monthly basis. How much TV are you watching? How much podcasts and radio or YouTube, or what else is there to consume? Books and articles and tweets and Instagram posts. How much are you consuming? That means you're taking in what somebody else said or did or created or is selling or is showing. How much are you taking in compared to how much you're putting out? Because if you think about it, I mean, if you want to make the world a better place, if that's what you want to do, you can't do it if you're consuming more than you're creating, because that means you're taking away more than you're bringing to the table. It's kind of like if you show up to a potluck where the only requirement is that you bring some food to the table, you got to bring more food than you actually going to eat. If you eat more food than you bring, then that means you're taking more off the table than you're bringing to the table. That's not a good thing. In sports, people like to use this analogy. We're saying a sport like basketball, how many pluses and how many minuses does a player have? How many things does this player bring into the table? What are his positive qualities that this XYZ player brings to the table? Okay, he can shoot, he's a good ball handler, he's a good defensive player. Okay, those are three positives. What are the things that maybe kind of drawbacks to this player? Well, he's kind of small, he can get out of control at times, sometimes he yells at the refs, you never know if he's going to play consistently. Okay, so now we got three possible negatives. This player is taking more off the table than he's bringing to the table. Overall, this player may not be the one we want to add to the team. You understand what I'm saying here? People who are great are creators. They bring more to the table than they take off of the table. Doesn't mean they don't take anything off the table. They may take a substantial amount off the table, but they bring even more to the table as a creator, not a mere consumer. Point number five, today's topic, how to identify great people. Great people ask the question, right? This is the question that they ask. What can we do right now? A great person will ask the question, what can we do right now? Now, what can we do today? What can we achieve at this very moment? Okay, we're talking about it. What can we do right now on the spot while we're talking about it, while we're thinking about it, while it's fresh on our minds? See, a person who's not great is going to ask something, well, what should we do? What could we do? A great person saying, what are we going to do right now at this moment? Okay, enough talk, enough speculation. All right, we got enough of the information. What's going to happen right now that we're talking about it? That's what a great person's thinking. Average person, again, is thinking, well, we should, we could, we would. This is a possibility. That's a possibility. I'm not saying you don't never need to think about what you should or could do, because maybe you can't always take action in a moment. But a great person is always thinking about what action can I take in a moment? Not if I can take action. What action can I take right now? What action can we take right now where we are? Let's recap today's topic. How to identify great people. Number one. A great person makes you feel that you can be great. Being around a person who's great makes you feel that you can be the exact same thing. Number two, being around great people brings your energy up, never brings your energy down. Number three, great people see possibility and opportunity in everything they look at. They do not look at things and see fear, anxiety, and pessimism. Number four, great people are creators and not mere consumers. They bring more to the table than they take off of the table. Number five, great people ask the question, what can we do right now? Not what could we do, not what should we do, not what can we plan. They ask, what can we do right now where we are in the moment? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by Ask Yourself a Better Question, my book on controlling your thoughts by controlling the questions you ask. You improve the quality of the questions, you improve the answers. Learn more at DreAllDay.com.
People like you
who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at DreAllDay.com/game. That's DreAllDay.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.